Hi, I'm Chris Spezak, and this is the Words You Should Know podcast. A few stolen minutes out of your day to talk words and communication. This is episode 5, and I'm having so much fun with this series of language tips for the curious or confused. I hope you are too. So we've talked about Kurt Cobain and Judas Priest. We've talked about spelling hijacking and spelling revolutions that didn't quite catch steam. Today, I want to turn to an expression that is never problematic when you say it, but often is when people decide to spell it. Just in the nick of time, let's talk about how you spell that nick of time. Is it N-I-C-K? Or is it K-N-I-C-K? What is your first reaction? Let's see if you're right. And here is where I want to begin that conversation. Who is this Nick we speak of? He must be a time traveler, right? No, that doesn't sound right. It must be Nick of Time with a K, right? Wrong. Sometimes our brains want to overcomplicate things, believing the simple answer can't be right and that it must be something much more profound. In this vein, I've seen Nick of Time written a number of ways. I've seen it Nick of Time with a K, and even G-Nick of Time with a G-N. However, plain old Nick, N-I-C-K, is the correct form of this idiom. Nick is a name, but Nick, N-I-C-K, is also the word for a small notch, chip, or wound. It's also the action of making that small notch, chip, or wound, and the action of stealing. To nick something, among other definitions. This phrase, the nick of time, is a reference to the measurement of time as in a measurement between nicks on a stick. Think about it. You see that big long stick with all the nicks in it? Measurement of time, like nicks on a stick. Nick, K-N-I-C-K, isn't actually a word. Knicks is an abbreviation of Knickerbockers, meaning a resident of New York or the pro basketball team. Knick-knack, with those K's, is a small ornamental object. Knickers is another great word for underwear. Somewhere in there, there's a great Nick of Time story, Nick of Time with a K, about a buzzer-beater shot, nostalgic finds in a grandparent's attic, or who knows what about time-traveling underwear. But this isn't what you're looking for in most situations. So there you have it, just in the nick of time. Before you misspell this phrase in your next correspondence, you have your answer. Nick of time with an N. Now here's the cool part. Interestingly, the nick in a nick of time traces its roots to an old English word, and later an old Norse word, both of which you can see the spelling on my website. I'm not going to even try to pronounce them. But both of them translate to wrinkle. Now, if you're a fan of Madeline L'Engle's A Wrinkle in Time, allow your mind to be blown with that connection. Aren't words fascinating? No, seriously, we talk all the time, but rarely do we think about the hows and the whys of the words that come out of our mouths. The Words You Should Know podcast is here just to help that cause. If you like what you've been hearing, please subscribe. Whether you realize it or not, subscriptions, just like reviews, help the discoverability of this podcast. It's algorithms at work. And of course, for more tips like these, there's always the book, Get a Grip on Your Grammar. Don't hesitate to reach out with your favorite word story or language question. I'd love to hear from you at getagriponyourgrammar.com. Next week, we tackle a major monster mistake. As in a monster from horror movies, not just monster as in huge. I'm looking forward to it, but in the meantime, words, language, communication, you've got this.